To make a proper acquaintance with Minsk, you have to walk through its green areas and embankments, quiet corners where you can come closer to nature. Today we will tell you about the famous water green diameter of the capital. It is a unique complex of parks, boulevards and water reservoirs stretching along the Svistlich River for dozens of kilometers. This grand ecological belt crosses the entire city, cutting it into halves. Be sure to take time to stroll around Minsk along this unusual route. Many Belarusian and foreign architects believe that the water green diameter could become a real brand of Minsk, and here's why. Just imagine, 18 parks and 650 hectares of landscape territory form a continuous green skeleton along the river, and the muscles of neighboring residential and industrial areas are strung on that skeleton. Some experts say that there is no such an extensive green corridor in any European city. So a large article in the World Encyclopedia of Architecture is devoted to the Minsk water diameter for a good reason. First green corridors started to emerge in Europe and the USA at the end of the 19th, early 20th century, when rapidly developing cities needed to make the landscape more diverse and put chaotic parts of spontaneous building together. City planners began to really think about urban planning based on the principles of sustainability and proactive approach. Rapid industrialization seized Belarus a bit later, in the second half of the 20th century. The population of Minsk was growing incredibly fast, and just like Western architects, Soviet planners faced new challenges of urbanization. That's how they came up with a freaking ambitious project that is still a work in progress. It is hard to believe that in the early 30s the green zones of Minsk could be counted on the fingers of one hand. There was the city garden in the area of the current Park Khorkova, Alexandrovsky Square, known among Minskers as Panikovka Lane, its usual place, and on the territory of the modern Plochka Svobody there was the Cathedral Square. That's pretty much it. Even then, these modest green corners could not satisfy all the needs of the townspeople, so in the early 40s the planners got to work. First two dams were erected on the rivers Svistlich and Komsomolskaya Lake and started to form a system of small parks in the floodplain. But the war intervened in the plans. Immediately after the Great Patriotic War, the citizens of Minsk again got down to business. They planted young trees in the places of the destroyed old quarters on the banks of the Svistlich, restored the dam and laid the famous Victory Park near Komsomolskaya Lake. It was proposed to create the so-called Park Avenue along the main river of the city in the new general plan of 1946. That's how the green diameter of Minsk began to form. To keep the Svistlich full flowing, the Chizhovskaya and Zaslavskaya water reservoirs were built. But even that was not enough to meet all the needs of a rapidly growing city. And in the mid-60s, the Vileyskaya-Minskaya water system was conceived. It was supposed to be a complex of special hydraulic structures that transfer water from the river Vilia to the Svistlich. The construction lasted until 1976. In the end, it turned out to be a gigantic complex of seven-stage water cascade, which is 200 kilometers long. The project of the Minsk Park Avenue is striking. You will be impressed with how huge it is and how much attention city planners put into the creation of the artificial natural environment. Despite the fact that the intervention was quite significant, the architects took into account the peculiarities of the natural topography and climate. The water green corridor is placed on the windrows and has literally become the lungs of the city. They protect our capital from harmful pollution and create a microclimate of the entire city center. But the planners did not stop there. Following along the Svistlich from the center to the outskirts, pay attention to the beautiful embankments, walking and sports areas, bicycle paths, small waterfalls and pedestrian bridges. These modest details make the water green diameter of Minsk the best place to rest for the citizens. And though not all the parts of the unique project have been realized, Minskers are happy to spend their free time there. Let's go join them. We'll start with the southern outskirts of Minsk. Loshitsky Park, one of the oldest, most picturesque and mysterious parks of the city, is located here at the confluence of the Svistlich and Loshitsa rivers. It belongs to the monuments of park art of the 18th and 19th centuries, but it was first mentioned in 1557. No less than a dozen noble families owned the estate at different times before the revolution of 1917, but it reached its greatest prosperity with the last owners, Yostafi Lubinsky and his wife Jadwiga. That's when the estate became number one in the province of Minsk. Progressive intellectuals, rich and powerful nobles, including Count Jerzyczapski, often gathered there at that time. Start your walk around the park from the old driveway and enjoy the silence and the shadow of the mighty 250-year-old lime trees. You will notice a half-destroyed chapel tomb to the right of the alley, not far from the entrance gate. Once there rested the remains of the Pruszynski family, who owned the estate from the beginning of the 18th to the second half of the 19th century, as well as the priests who served in the chapel. Further, you will see an outhouse with a wooden tower where the servants lived. Also, the food was stored and prepared here in order not to disturb the owners with unnecessary orders. It was delivered to the house through the underground tunnels. Make sure to explore the estate itself. It is decorated in an eclectic style of the late 19th century. There you will find 16 different furnaces. You won't see that anywhere in Minsk. Decorative elements and authentic household items tell eloquent stories about the life of the nobility of that time. Lubinsky was an incredibly energetic and active person. He was a representative of the Minsk province in the State Duma and devoted much of his free time to the manor. Fascinated by science and agriculture, he brought great trees from different countries, planted them in the park, and experimented with plants breeding. Right behind the house, you can see the Magnolia Cobus, which he planted for his wife Jadwiga. The woman died tragically at the age of 35, and there are still legends about her death. They say that somewhere in this part of the park, not far from the water, you can meet the White Lady, the kind ghost of Jadwiga, which helps passers-by with their love life. If you like birds, head for the nearby park in Serebrny Loch. Recently, an ecological park for bird watchers called the City of Birds has been opened here. The route is 1.5 kilometers long, and here you can meet more than 50 species of birds. Well, we are moving from one green zone to another and coming closer to the city center. Park Gorka, one of the oldest public parks in Belarus, is located in the very core of Minsk, where the Svislich crosses Prospekt Niezalezhnosti. The public garden was founded here by the first governor of the city, Zachary Karniejo, back in 1805. According to the memoirs of the Polish actor and director Skibinski, at the grand opening of the park on the 1st of May, a gorgeous evening was organized with a military band, actors, illuminations and banners, and everything ended with magnificent fireworks. At that time, the large garden of almost 18 hectares in the English style, with artificial canals, alleys, flower beds and benches, was admired not only by the locals, but also by the guests of the city. Today, parents come here with children to eat cotton candy, have fun in the rides and swim in the boat. Here, just for $1, you can take a ride on the Ferris wheel and look at the city from the height of 54 meters. Also, if you go deeper in the park, you will find a planetarium with an observatory, where star sessions and astronomy lectures regularly take place. On the other side of Prospekt Niezalezhnosti, on the opposite bank of the river, there is a park named after another writer, the famous Belarusian poet Janka Kupala. Before the World War II, this place was occupied by one- and two-story houses, and Kupala himself lived in one of them. In 1959, the Literature Museum was built here, where manuscripts, photographs and lifetime documents of a national poet are kept. The balustrade with the famous Minsk vases separates the quiet and cozy park from the avenue. By the way, the vases are the object of the Republic's historical and cultural heritage. If you cross the bridge to the Opera Theatre, you will enter the Marata Kazieja Square or Pionierski Park. It is so secluded that it has become a favorite place of young people, where they gather to sing old Russian rock hits to a guitar. And local sports field is perfect for a thoughtful workout in the heart of the city. If you are strong enough to follow along the Svislich further, then sooner or later you will reach Komsomolskaya Lake and the picturesque Park Peramohi or Victory Park spread around it. Despite the name, its history began before the war, in 1941. Then the townspeople almost by hand dug a pit to create an artificial lake and save the city from the spring floods. But the park was destined to open only after a long-awaited victory, in 1945. In memory of the feat committed by the citizens of Minsk, the Stella Minsk Hero City was installed at the main entrance to the park. And in 2014, the new building of the Museum of the Great Patriotic War was opened. The park is full of fountains, endless walking paths and small cafes on the embankment, and there is an atmosphere of tranquility and romance. someone arranges wedding photo shoots here, someone comes to work out on the sports fields, and someone just takes a break from the hustle and bustle and basks in the sun of the spacious beach. The city's art picnic Freaky Summer Party brought a special atmosphere of careless fun to those places and gathered thousands of young fashionistas and music lovers on the island near Komsomolskaya Lake for several years. Of course, the Watergreen diameter includes not all the decent places of rest in the capital. You can find a cozy park or square in almost every corner of Minsk. The famous Park Chelyuskinsko is truly loved by the locals because walking there is like walking in the forest. In the 70s, there appeared the first roller coaster in Belarus. The old Super 8 ride is no longer there, but grown-up Minskers still keep the memory of it in their hearts. And a stunning botanical garden and a children's railway are next to the park. By the tractor stadium, there is a quiet and uncrowded park of the 50th anniversary of the October Revolution. There are also rides and merry-go-rounds, but most of all, this place is nice for meditative walks or jogging. Clean air smelling like pines will put you in good heart, and the sound of birds tweeting will help to feel connected to nature, even in a noisy city. You can also take a break from the bustle of the capital in the Park of Friendship of Peoples, which is located next to Plochka Bangalore. This green corner appeared in Minsk in the late 70s on the site of an experimental marsh station. A tranquil old-school park with an Orthodox church, footpaths, its unique charisma and atmosphere will help to slow down and get your head straight. You can come here with a thermo mug, drink coffee and watch the leaves fall from the trees. Of course, one walk is not enough to see the whole green Minsk. But everyone, being a lover of history or a professional bird watcher, an athlete or an adept of meditation, will definitely find something to their liking in any of these dozens of green corners of the capital.